Utility companies like BC Hydro often use rate-regulated accounting to defer certain expenses and revenue to future years. That means that BC Hydro customers pay rates that don't necessarily match Hydro's current cost of delivering electricity. Hydro rates are generally set by a regulator, and where the cost is more than what customers pay today, Hydro can defer some of those costs. This will impact the rates that future generations of customers pay. I do want to note that the use of rate-regulated accounting and deferrals meets accounting standards. Around 2011, government issued a regulation requiring BC Hydro to adopt a recognized U.S. accounting standard for rate-regulated accounting, which is acceptable under Canadian public sector accounting standards. Part of this standard requires that an independent third-party regulator, like the BC Utilities Commission, plays a critical role in the rate-setting process. One of the roles of the regulator is to ensure that the amounts deferred can reasonably be absorbed in future rates. If not, the amounts should flow through to the current year's bottom line, adding or subtracting from the current year's surplus or deficit. Gets a bit more complicated, though, because the regulation that government issued in 2011 waives the requirement for an independent third-party regulator. Even though BC has an independent third-party regulator, government has issued several directions that the regulator must follow in the rate-setting process. In effect, parts of the rate-setting process are not independent of government. Because government brings BC Hydro's financial results into its own summary financial statements, these directions from government impact its own bottom line. In our opinion, government issuing directions that affect its own bottom line does not meet the required independence under accounting standards.